I like to tell my American neighbor this when I'm out preaching. Forget the church systems. Forget the culture. It's like the Titanic. The Titanic's been in the news a lot. There's no hope for the Titanic. She was going down. Everybody had to bail out, and anybody that survived got themselves clear from the Titanic. You better repent and get yourself clear from America, because judgment's coming. Come out of the culture. Come out of the false church systems. Come out of all the flesh and the false traditions that God says makes you worship Him in vain, or you waste your life on foolishness, that which is corruptible. 4th of July, football, politics, sports, entertainment, Sunday church system, all corruptible before a holy God. But what is incorruptible is the kingdom of God, the word of God, the spirit of God, the truth of God. But America's built on sand. Jesus talked about those who build their life on the sand, and when the storms come, they're washed away. But build your life on the rock of Jesus Christ, His word and His truth. America's not built on the rock of Jesus Christ. America's built on sand of paganism, corruption, and sin, and false religion, and Masonic ways, and Illuminati deception. America will not stand in the last days. Judgment is coming. You have to repent and turn from your sin. A lot of mockery going on today. Lots of laughing as they drive by. People are prideful and arrogant, thinking, oh, we got it going on. Thinking, we're America. God bless us. No, not God bless America. He's going to judge this wicked nation. Repent or you have no hope, American neighbors. Your fireworks and your fleshly ways and your false religion and your false patriotism will not save you on Judgment Day. Lest you turn and forsake your sin. Embrace this glorious Savior. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ. Flee the wrath of God that's coming. 4th of July is a false, ungodly nation. Excuse me, holiday of a ungodly nation. Americans don't love God, His word, and His ways. America loves itself and drunk on freedom and pride and arrogance. And we just stood today. Whole bunch of people came by us. One agnostic lady came up very nice and asked me what was going on. Looks like a bunch of youth, 4, 5, 6 youth, talked to Sister Amen. Not one man that claims to be a Christian came to talk. No one else walked up and said, why is 4th of July sinful? This is the fruit. Remember I told you I was doing a test to see who would come up. This is the fruit of this corrupt American nation, not built on God, built on paganism, sin, and corruption. And God will come and purge it and burn it all away. Thank you, Father, for letting us stand for you today. People can go to the website. They can email us. Go to the Word of God and repent. Lose this life and follow Christ.